Trying to engage the public in affairs of the city has long been a challenge, even more so when the important documents on the city's website are difficult to find, like the various iterations of the new general plan. At the same time, the city now attempts to print fewer documents and only has several versions of the some 400-page general plan for the public to check out from the library. That encourages going online, but some who are interested in the process are also new to the world of mobile devices, like activist, builder, and former planning commissioner Charlie Windsor, who requested a 101 course on how to find documents within the city's website.
Get the public up to speed on how to use computers. So this is like a geriatric computer class for dummies or something, but to try to set up a class for the public on how to use a city website, how to get online at a city meeting. If we're going to go to a paperless system, let's try to help the public get all online with it and find out what their problems are and make it so it's a little easier for everybody to do.
That's Park City resident Charlie Windsor. The city continues to hold public meetings on the general plan. It has gathered more steam in terms of community involvement. This week's joint City Council Planning Commission meeting on the general plan brought out several dozen members of the public just to offer thoughts on what they view as important for the community. Some comments have focused on the obvious: traffic, congestion, water, and air quality. Melissa Band is a local realtor concerned about the belief held by some city leaders that the town doesn't need mass transit from the airport. She says if people bring cars into town, they'll drive them, just contributing to congestion.
They don't park their cars and get on the bus. And it's just, it's easier to get in your car. And I think once you've got a car up here, you're just a lot more likely to use it. Also, to take, say, a family of five and put them on a shuttle, it's expensive. It's more cost-effective to drive a car up from Salt Lake City. So I think if we're going to call ourselves a green town and really make that our priority, we really need to make some kind of, and I'm not necessarily saying it's light rail, I don't know what the solution is, but we definitely need to make transportation from the airport to Park City part of our solution.
Band also expressed her concern about keeping teens engaged on weekend nights with some creative entertainment, an issue that many towns face.
One area we've kind of forgotten is Park City's teenagers. I was talking to a friend the other day who's 16, and she was saying, all we ever do is drive around this town.
Old Town resident Mary Windsor raised the question about limiting development as it relates to scarce and expensive water.
Do we have to supply water to all the developers? We may reach a situation like they're having in California with the drought, so we may not have a choice, and we may, I don't know if legally we can make the water so expensive for new development that it does give developers pause. And so I think water, although you can't restrict growth, I think you can make the stance that you're not going to encourage it if the water is an issue.
Resident Hal Pruitt, who lives on the backside of the Solomere Deercrest area, voiced his concern about a wildlife corridor he sees from his house on the west side of Highway 40, approaching those sparsely populated neighborhoods.
This is a major migratory as well as wildlife area. I can tell you moose, deer, fox, whole assorted things, even a herd of sheep now it occupies there and comes through here. If this were to be developed into any form of residential spot, we would lose a major portion of Park City access to wildlife coming in here.
The city will hold another open house on the general plan on February 25th. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.